Marty says greedy pub companies are contributing to the decline.
The Mardler comments, could it speak more about the business ambitions of the coffee shop owners than the demands or habits of the prospective customers? The pub trade seems a hostile one to enter now. Previously, the breweries or private individuals owned the premises and many survived for hundreds of years. Not least, I suspect, because business rates did not punish a business and that licensing laws meant landlords could combine other jobs with running a pub. In the family, in the past, we had farmers and chicken keepers selling eggs as landlords, and a grandparent was a caretaker as well as being a landlord. A coffee shop opening is no more a guarantee of demand or success than a pub, but I rather miss the old-style pubs, which are no longer viable because of gentrification of neighbourhoods. It's a shame there cannot be more retained on the basis that they are the homes of the landlords, which also happen to sell alcohol. I suspect our homes are now more comfortable places to spend the evening than in the heydays of the pub.
David Blythe makes this comment. In the 1970s, pubs were looked upon as the centre of the community. They were places for socialising and for enjoying games like crib, shove, halfpenny and darts. Being a darts enthusiast, I came to know and use dozens and dozens of public houses in and around the city. Now, each time I travel into town, I see more pubs shuttered up. Nationally, we are told there is a boom in the sport of darts. That's good for some, but where will they play in Norwich?